Matty Keenan from SBS Cycling. G'day, Matty.
Hey, Tony.
Mate, thanks for joining us today. I really do appreciate it because, gee whiz, the next 4 to 6 weeks, once again, it's that time of year where cycling just really becomes at the forefront of the sports fans' mind here in Australia.
It does, and a lot of it's going to be based in Geelong, where I am at the moment. We've just been with Deakin University, who have taken on the title sponsorship of the women's race at the Cat 11's Great Ocean Road Race.
Excellent.
And it's great news, particularly for women's cycling in Australia, which, coming into an Olympic year, in the road events at the Olympics, the women have had all our success, not the men. Mm. They've got 2 gold medals. The men have got a silver. So it's a big step forward. Peter Mullins was down here, who's the defending Australian champion. So she'll be heading to Ballarat trying to defend that title. But she really wants to win this one. And it's going to be an interesting phase coming to this race with Cadel Evans not actually racing as well, as it was his final race this year. So next year, you know, he's got a full year of retirement underneath his wheels, so to speak. And it's a new generation of Australian cyclists coming through. And we got to see some of them at the Tour de France, like Rowan Dennis getting the first yellow jersey. Richie Porte is moving across to the team that was Cadel Evans' team, DMC. So he'll be in those familiar colours. There's plenty to get excited about in 2016.
And, Matty, I'll tell you what is also exciting, too, is that we're starting to get a little bit of traction. Not that we haven't, but we're actually getting some serious traction with overseas teams who are now sending some big guns over to compete in our racing.
Yeah, the Herald Sun Tour, it's got Chris Froome, the biggest name in the sport, the reigning Tour de France champion. And he's not going to Adelaide, Tony. He's not riding the Tour Down Under. He's riding the Jayco Herald Sun Tour. And I think that is a coup for Victorian cycling in particular, but Australian cycling overall. To have Chris Froome here, and the first stage, I think it's on Wednesday, the 3rd of February, for memory, is a prologue, so an individual time trial, starting at Federation Square and making its way down along the Yarra and finishing it towards the Docklands, or just before getting to the end of where the casino is. That's going to be fantastic. People are going to finish work, roll out, watch Chris Froome, the most significant name in world cycling. And it's all for free, which is one of the great things about the sport.
And I do believe that I'm broadcasting from Williamstown on the Thursday between 12 and 4. So very much looking forward to being part of that that great criterium where you have seen some action down there in the past couple of years.
Energy crashes. Yes. They go around that bottom corner quickly, don't they? Funnily enough, one of the guys, Shannon Johnson, who's a former motor Australian superbike champion, I think, he's made the transition to cycling in the last few years. And I've spoken to him a couple of times about a corner at Williamstown that last time they go through it so quickly. See, quickly, we go through it at about 60, 65. I've got plenty of decision-making time. I'm accustomed to doing 180, 200. So he thinks it's no problem. Everybody else, you know, they just about need to pack a nappy to get through that corner sticking with Shannon Johnson. But it's a ripper, that last one at Williamstown.
Yeah, it certainly is. And then, of course, as you mentioned, we head over to Adelaide for the Tour Down Under, which once again will be another cracker.
Yeah, it will. And for the Tour Down Under, it's a really significant one for the Aussies. As the first World Tour race of the season, which is the highest ranking that a bike race can get, and Rowan Dennis is going to go in as the defending champion. Richie Porte was second there last year. Cadel Evans was third, but obviously he won't be back. It's a really important race. And just like in football, early wins take the pressure off and they get you off to a good start. Whereas if you're on the back foot at the start of the season, you're playing chase-up the rest of the year. And one guy who's been playing chase-up all 2015 is Simon Gerrans, who he had, I think, 5 or 6 significant crashes throughout the year and never really got going. So he's going to want to hit the national championships in Ballarat and the Tour Down Under with all guns blazing. So he'll definitely be a contender in those races.
That's right. Of course, we've got the Nationals at Ballarat and Buninyong, and then we've even got the Track Nationals in Adelaide this year, and I was fortunate enough to have a chat to Shane Perkins last week about his lead-up to Hisense Arena last weekend. And, gee whiz, didn't he go well? Did he finish third in the sprint and won the Kieran?
Yeah, he did. And you reckon he's not motivated?
Oh,
he just lost his contract, his scholarship at the AAS. Basically, the hierarchy of Australian cycling have said, we've lost faith in you. We don't think you're good enough anymore. So he's back in Melbourne. He's training with his wife, who happens to be the sister of Ryan Bailey, who famously won 2 gold medals in Athens. She's doing a lot of assisting with his coaching, his physical conditioning and so on. And he is motivation on wheels at the moment, Shane Perkins. He's got a point to prove. He wants to go to the Olympics, obviously, in his own right. He's been there before. But he wants to go. He thinks he can win, despite the fact Australian cycling doesn't seem to believe in him anymore. And I think that's just going to spur him on even further. I think we've spoken about it in the past, Tony, but he famously, when he was using the VIS gym that was attached with the Lexus Centre with the Collingwood Football Club, as a mad Team Richmond supporter, his grandfather, Polly Perkins, being a premiership player with Richmond, when the Tigers were cellar dwellers, they managed to get over the top of the Pies when they were near the top of the ladder. He wore a Richmond jumper into the gym with all the Collingwood players on the Monday. And they said, mate, take the jumper off. He said, you come and take the jumper off.
Good on him. Hey, one final name before I give you a last thing to talk about. Brett Lancaster announced his racing retirement. He's landed a directing gig at Team Sky. Nice work.
Yeah, great work. Brett Lancaster, he's Olympic Games gold medalist from Athens in the team's pursuit. He's won the leader's jersey at the Tour of Italy. And he wanted to keep racing for another year or two, but Orica Greenedge didn't renew his contract. So he spoke to them about, well, maybe I'm an option for you guys in the team car as one of the sports directors. They didn't appear to look at it. And then Team Sky, the biggest budgeted team in the world and the most organised team in the world, they got wind of this. And they said, well, here's a guy with experience. He's fresh out of the peloton. He can give us all the intel of what's happening inside the race. We want him. I think it's a coup for Team Sky and a missed opportunity for Orica Greenedge.
Great stuff. When we come to this time of year, Matty, we always talk about the cyclists themselves. I just want to spend a minute or two talking about the actual bikes. 2016 brings in a new season into cycling racing. What will we see coming new to Australia in regards to disc brakes and things like that?
Disc brakes is a big one. So disc brakes have been on mountain bikes for years.
Yeah.
And it's easy enough to put them on a road bike, but they haven't been legal. They've now been sanctioned that you can use a disc brake in a road race. And the braking is far superior than what it is with a traditional brake. But the challenge is going to be some guys using disc brakes, some guys using traditional brakes, and the discrepancy might cause a few crashes. If the guy in front's able to hit the anchors a whole lot harder than the guy behind.
Yes, so true.
We're going to have some pile-ups, which we had a pile-up yesterday, Tony, down on the Great Ocean Road.
Yeah.
Small one. No one was injured. I had a day with the Western Bulldogs.
I saw a photo in the paper today.
Part of their pre-season training, and they did a team time trial. So they've broken up into teams of 11. Team time trial from Wye River to Skeens Creek. That, like the Tour de France, the clock stops on, you know, one of the guys further down the list. So the clock stopped on the seventh guy across the line. I was riding at the back of the last thing, which was being led by Matt Boyd and Mitch Wallace. There was a touch of wheels with about a K to go. They went down.
Ooh.
Matt Wallace, his instant reaction was, "Rightio, boys, we've got seven that are good to go. Let's get cracking." He just wanted to go. He was sensational. No one was injured. And then at the end of it, I said, "You're right." He goes, "Oh yeah, I'm getting tired actually. That was my first bike crash." So it was the attitude of those guys was just brilliant.
Good stuff. And hence the reason why they're going to have a good year next year, as I'm sure you will too, Matty. Thanks for your time today. Really do appreciate it and look forward to catching up with you, especially down at Williamstown on the 4th of January, but also right throughout the summer of cycling.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, Matty. Matty Keaton joining us from SBS.